Okay, we're on the bottom of Kaf Cheshem and Aleph. Omer Lei Mark Be'echa B'Tevish L'Hoyu B'Maimed. Omer Lei Mark Shisha B'Zeit Rav Chis L'Rav Ashim. Ma'ishno Halef D'Dochi D'Day Ma'ishno Musaf D'Lo D'Dochi D'Day. The Mora thinks now that Halel pushes away Shachris, but Musaf only pushes away Ne'ilah, and not Musaf itself. And therefore, there was a question, why does Halel push away Shachris, whereas Musaf does not push away Musaf? Omer le'Ravashi, hashtad lav didei dochi didei lo poshke. If Musaf pushes away, what's it called, even Ne'ilah, surely it should push away its own maimed of Musaf. So the question is no question. Rashi, maishno halel didochi didei maimed de Shachris. Maishno Musaf de lo dochi didei. Diktani, yom shiyesh bo Musaf, ein bo mincha. Let's, second. Bach. Right. Okay. Ein bo mincha. The lo ktani ein bo Musaf. Maishno only pushes away mincha, not Musaf. The lo dochi didei, ela de mincha. Pushes away the maimed of mincha, not the maimed of Musaf. Mara says, that's not true. It pushes away Musaf and Mincha. So Omer Lei, Hachi Kamin Alach, Enochanami, that's what I meant to ask. Lo Lidchi Eladide, why does it push off Musaf and Mincha, just push off Musaf? Just like Halil only pushes off Shachris, doesn't push off Musaf. So why does Musaf push off Musaf and Mincha? Omer Lei, Iker Rabbi Yossi, the Koi Kavasach. First of all, Rabbi Yossi Taka holds like that. That Musaf only pushes off Musaf and not Mincha. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol yom sheyesh bo Musaf, yesh bo maimed. Any day when there's Musaf, there still remains a maimed. Where it says maimed de mai, which maimed? Ilema maimed de shachris, right? If you'll say that when there's a Musaf, but there's no halel, the maimed of shachris remains. Tanakam and Nomi Hachikomer. Tanakam also holds that the Maimed of Shachris remains. Ela Maimed de Musaf. Must be Yom Shiyesh Bo Musaf. What's it called? There's the Rabbi Yossi holds. There's still a Maimed of Musaf. That can't be. Didei Nomi Lo Dochi. Shouldn't push away its own Maimed. Surely there's no Musaf according to anybody. Even Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no Maimed of Musaf. Ela de Mincha. Right? Must be that there's still a Maimed by Mincha. And Rabbi Yossi argues and holds that you don't, Musaf doesn't push away Musaf and Mincha, it only pushes away Musaf, and therefore the question is not a question according to Rabbi Yossi. So Mara says, the Girsa should be, one second, Ela de Mincha de Ne'ila, once Ela de Mincha de Ne'ila, Shema Min, okay, Korban Eitzim Dachi, right, so Mara says like this, look at Rashi, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Yom Sheish Bo Musaf Yesh Bo Maimed VaTanakam Bapali. He argues on the Tanakam, but Omer Yom Sheish Bo Musaf Ein Bo. So these Rashi's are missing something or distorted. So they have to go to Bach. The Bach says Ein Bo V'Ni'ila. Okay, when there is a 1 second. Domer Yom Sheish Bo Musaf Ein Bo V'Ni'ila. V'Asr Rav Yossi L'Meimer D'Yesh Bo Maimed Afalpi Sheyesh Bo Musaf. El Alav D'Ne'ilu Domer Rav Yossi D'Yesh Bo Maimed V'Ein Musaf Doche Oso. Right, so B'Maisa, there are days when there's Musaf. This is the way they learn. That there's days that are Musaf when there's a Korban Eitzim. Right? And the Korban Eitzim is Doche Mincha. So it can't be that the Maimed that we're talking about is Mincha. Because he says, Kol Yom Sheish Bo Musaf. There are some days that are Musaf, and there's also a Korban Eitzim. And therefore, there is no Mincha. So it must be he's talking El Alav de Ne'ila. Right? He's talking about Ne'ila. It still remains. Shema Minoa Didei Dochi, Galav Didei Lo Dochi. Right? And Chanami, Musaf pushes off only its own, what's it called, Maimed, just like Korban Eitzim only pushes away Mincha, and not the Ne'ilah, Shema Minot. Okay. tonight. Shmami no, didei dochi, lav didei lo dochi. And the Chanami, it only pushes away its own maimed, not another maimed after that. So the verse says, "Velishni nomi be'echod b'nisan lo hayu bo maimed." It says, "Be'echod b'teves," there wasn't a maimed because there was shachris, and it was Hanukkah, so there was halal because of Hanukkah, and there was a musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, and there was a korban eitzim that day, so there was no maimed at all. Where it says you should say echad b'nisan also, same thing. Echad b'nisan, there was halal because of Rosh Chodesh. There was Musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, and there was a Korban Eitzim on that day, Bechad Benisim. So there shouldn't have been a Maimed then either. B'nei Sheyesh Bo Ha'ol, the Korban Musaf, the Korban Eitzim. Omar Rav is also Meres, Halel, the Breish Yarchol, Abderaisa. From here you can learn that Halel on Rosh Chodesh is not Minat Torah, it's only a Minig. D'om Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shim, Ban Yov Yotzedek, Shmon Asr Yom, B'shani Yochid Gom Rav Buenos Ha'ol. There are 18 days in the year in Eretz Yisrael that we say a halal, say halal, the Elohim. Shmona Shemei Chag, 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of Sukkot, Shmona Shemei Chanukah, the Yomtiv Harishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, the Yomtiv Shal Atzeres, and Shavuos, is 18 days. Uvigola and Chutzla Aretz Esrim V'Yechad Yom, 21 days, the Elohim. Tisha Shemei Chag, 9 days of Sukkot, Shmona Shemei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, Shnei Yomim Rishonim Shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, a snake of the Yoma, maybe it's the first day, Ubeis Yomim Tovim Shal Atzeres, and 2 days of Shavuos. Rav Ikla LeBavel, Chazinu De Kokori Halel LeBereish Yarcha. Rav went to Bavel, and he saw they were reading Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Sover Latzakinu, he wanted to stop them, Kivin De Chazer, De Komet Nidalgi, De Lugei, Omar Shmamino Minigavosem Bidem. He saw that they skipped, like we do. They skipped some of the partials. We skipped Lolomnu and Ohavti. So he saw it was only a minig. Tana Yochid Lo Yasru. A Yochid shouldn't start Halel on Rosh Chodesh himself, only the Tzibur. In his school Gomer. But if he wants to, we can say Halel. And therefore, the halacha is, according to some, the Gra holds like that, that you only say Halel the Tzibur. Only the Chazan says a bracha, everybody answers Amen, and they say Halal together with Tzibur. If you daven Halal, if you daven in your house, the Yechidus, you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Halacha, we paskin, not like that. We paskin that in Hiskel Gomer means that even a Yochid, if he wants to, can say Halal, and therefore even the Chatchila, you can say Halal by yourself. Okay. Tosus is medayik from here that we make a bracha on Halal of Rosh Chodesh. Even though it's only a minig, there are certain minhagim we make a bracha on, and certain minhagim we don't. Even though the Gemara we had in Sukkah, that on Chavitas Arava, since only a minig, if it was minig neviim, then you don't make a bracha. If it was takonis neviim, you do make a bracha. Mashmal on minig, you don't make a bracha. So Tosha says there's minhagim that are just tiltul bi'alma. So I'm taking an Arava, it's not a choshev enough minig to make a bracha. But Halel is something that's choshev. And therefore you make a bracha on it. Others say, wherever there the minig is to do something that in another place you make a bracha, then we make a bracha even on the minig. Where the thing, there's no similar thing that you make a bracha on, there's no netilas arava that you make a bracha on bichlal, then there's no bracha on the minig either. Okay. Rashi. Zoso Meres, Midlok Tani Nami Be'echad Benisan, since it didn't say that Echad Benisan also was a day when there was no Maimed, Alma Halal to Rosh Chodesh Lo Dochi Leila Maimed. The Halal of Rosh Chodesh doesn't push away the Maimed of Shachris, because it's only the Rabbanan. It's only a Minig. Shmami Nod Lav De Raiso, Ela Min Hoget Tikil Gamon. Minig Avo Sein Bi'edeyim, Avo Halal De Chanukah, Kegon Be'echad B'teves, Vare Dochi. The Halal of Chanukah is De Raiso. Right? It's like De Raiso. Even in the Vim Tiknu, she omrimoso al koperik the perik, al koltsora shalot avu aleyet, kishinigolin hoyu omrimoso al guloson kideoraisa dami. It's like deoraisa, since it was a takonis nevium, to say it when there were tsaris and you're saved from them. So a takonis nevium has a din deoraisa. Yochid, kilomra, filu yochid gomra buenas ahalo. All these days, even a yochid completes the halo. She called echod the echod chayiv ligmar bo sahalos a chiyuv on every yochid. Meseches Erech in Mefurish, Maishno the Gomer, Kol Yemei HaChag, VePesach lo Gomer El Yom Rishon. And in Erech, the Gemara explains why Sukkot is different than Pesach. Why in Pesach you only say Hallel the first day, and the other 6 days is only a minig, just like Rosh Chodesh, and you don't say therefore a whole Hallel. And on Sukkot you say the whole Hallel every day. Mishum dechag haSukkos cholik beKarben Osok, because Sukkos every day is a new carbon, so every day is a new yontif. Bechol echad echad kechag b'tnei asmodam, it's like a new yontif. But Pesach, it's the same karbonos every day, and therefore the halal of the first day goes for all the days which are equal. And the Taz says an extra added reason that we don't want to say halal on Shvish or Pesach because the Mitzrim drowned. And you don't say Hallel when people die. And mainly you don't say Chol HaMoed shouldn't be bigger than Shvish or Pesach. Uvegolish also Shnei Yomim Tovim Mishum Steika. In Chutz Laaretz where they make 2 days Yontif because it's Sofik. Right? So you say 21 days. The Medalge Bluge Kigon Anan, like we do. The Medalge Lolonu Hashem Lolonu V'nastil Min Hashem Zechoron Yivorech. Right, where we skip Lolanu, he doesn't mention we skip also a Hafti, but that's also. Lo Yaskel, Eino Tzorech LaHaskel B'Rosh Chodesh. A Yochid doesn't have to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but if he started, he should finish. Okay. Okay. Hei Dvarim Iru Es Avoseinu V'Shivasar B'Tamuz. The five things that happen on Shivasar B'Tamuz. Nishtabru HaLuchos Min Olam. How do you know the Luchos were broken on Shivasar B'Tamuz? Tanya, Mishisha, Lechodesh, Nitnu, Aseres, Adibros, Israel, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shiva. Shaila, when Aseres, Adibros were given, the 6th or the 7th day of Sivan. Man, the Omer, Mishisha, Nitnu, Mishiva, Ola Moshe. The one who holds that the Luchos were given on the 6th day, so they were given on the 6th day. On the 7th day, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the 40 days. Man, the Omer, Mishiva, Mishiva, Nitnu, Mishiva, Ola Moshe. And the one who holds that it was given on the 7th day, he went up on the 7th day. So everybody agrees that the 40 days start on the 7th day. And this is not from Psukim, that's a Kabbalah, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the 7th day of Sivan. Yitzid, Vayikra Moshe Vayom HaShvi, right? And not everybody learns this pasuk like that. The Gemara over here learns it like that. Yom HaShvi means the 7th day of Sivan. Others learn that it was 7 days before Matan Torah. Yom HaShvi is before Matan Torah. Uksi vayavu Moshe v'socha omen vayale lahor. Vayhi Moshe b'hor arboim yom v'arboim laila. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the har 40 days and 40 nights. Esrim v'arbo the Sivan, and the first day he went up wasn't counted. The 7th day, because it didn't have a night before it. So you started counting from the next day, from the 8th day of Sivan, that's when you counted the 40 days. And they made a mistake, and they started counting from the 7th day, and they expected Moshe Rabbeinu back on the 16th of Tammuz, and that's what they made the eagle. So Esrim V'Arba the Sivan, 24 days of Sivan, the Shitzer the Tammuz, and 16 days of Tammuz is altogether 40 days. Molu Arboim B'Shitzer the Tammuz, right? And on the 17th day of Tammuz, that's when the 40 days were finished. Nochis, also the Tavrinu Luchos. He came down from the mountain, he saw them making the eagle, and he broke the Luchos. Uksi, Vayika, Shikor, Valamachene, Vayaris, Vayegel, Vayashlech, Miyod, Vesaluchos, Vayishav, Rosam, Tachasahar. So the Luchos were broken on Shivas and Batamus. Rashi, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Beshiva, Vetamayim, Mikrov, Mesech, Shabbos, Perek, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains from Psukim why they argue whether it was the 6th day or the 7th day. Beshiva, Olamosha, Lekavla, Luchos. On the 7th day, he went up to get the Luchos and bring him down. Kolomar, Vade lekaman de polig, Allah de masnis, and diktoni, to be yitzayim et tamas de shabar Luchos. Nobody argues that the Luchos were broken on the 17th day of Tammuz. So there must be a way that both Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim count the 40 days the same way. Bechlau de kulos sviruhu de b'shiva ova. He must have gone up on the 7th day. V'lav mikro nafkalon. The Beshiva Olam. We don't learn from a pasuk. The high Dechshiva Yishkon Kvod Hashem Har Sinai. Vayichasu Olam Sheishes Yomim. Vayikra Moshe Vayom Hashvi. Ikaman Dedorish Le Meseches Yoma Ki Acher Matan Torahu. Not this was not on the seventh day of Matan Torah. It was after Matan Torah. So we don't learn it from the Pasuk. It's just the Kabbalah that, according to this Mishnah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the seventh day of Sivan. Mishiva v'Sivan ad Yudzayim v'Tamuz ikum em yom. Choftala d'Sivan, shehu mole. Sivan was a mole. So there's what's it called, 24 days left to Sivan to make the what's it called, the Yudvav de Tamuz, and 16 days of Tamuz. Harim mem yom, shomad Moshe Bahar. Bukla Tomid Gemara. That's a Gemara. Rashi says, Kach kibalnu mi'avoseinu. That there's no psukim. The Tomid was bottled. We have a Kabbalah that that's when it was bottled. Huvka ir, and again we said this machlokas, where when it was bottled. First Beis HaMikdash or second Beis HaMikdash? Huvka ir b'yudzayin havei. Boksi b'chodesh harvi b'tisha l'chodesh. V'yichazek hara b'ir. Uksi b'asrei b'tzibok ha'ir. It says in Yirmiyahu that on the ninth day of Tammuz is when they broke through the walls of the city in the first place of Mikdash. Omarov alokasha, kambarishona kambashniya. Our Gemara holds that the first base of Mikdash, they broke through the walls on the ninth. The second base of Mikdash was the 17th. The Tanya Barishona Ufkoir Batisha, the Tammuz, Bishniya Bishivasarbo. So why do we keep the 17th? Why don't we keep both days? So they say that originally they kept the ninth because that's what happened in the first Beis HaMikdash. But the Iker wasn't which day, it was the Iker Takana of the Nevi'im was on the month. This is a month of fasting. So they had a fast in Tammuz, and they had a fast in Av, and in Teves, and so on. When the second Beis HaMikdash had happened on the 17th, they couldn't make two fast days within a week. So they moved it to the 17th, because anyway, it's in the same month, and the second Beis HaMikdash is more serious because it didn't come back in 70 years, and also it's a more Evel Chodesh, it's more Nogea to us than the first Beis HaMikdash.
You just say that other things happened.
What?
There are other things also happened.
I hear, but they wouldn't have made a Tainis for those other things. Had it not, the Tainisim have to do with Churban Beis HaMikdash. Happened to be that other things also happened then. Others say the Rishalmi says not like that. Rishalmi says the first Beis HaMikdash also was on the 17th. Ayin says the 9th, they made a mistake. They lost track of the days. Really it was the 17th, they thought it was the 9th. So that's the case why the Navi recorded with a mistake. He knew when it was. People made it. He recorded it in a way that we know how bad things were, that they lost track of time. So it was recorded in the Navi in a way that would reflect how bad the situation was. Even though it happened on the 17th, they thought it was the 9th.
If they lost track by that many days, then wouldn't it be Shabbos on the wrong day? I mean, everything would be wrong.
No, they lost track of the date. I don't know if they lost track of the days.
But if you have the Shabbos every 7 days, you can't mess up the date.
No, you can't mess up the days, or you can mess up the date. The date goes by the moon. So they lost track of when Rosh Chodesh was, or whatever. They kept the same days of the week, or they lost track of the date. We have the same thing later. The Gemara says by 15th of Av, they thought they lost track of the days.
No, but 8 days off.
Well, you see the moon every day. I mean, it's hard to imagine how you can make such a big mistake.
In the middle of the month, maybe it was cloudy then. They didn't see the moon every day. So it's shaykh to make a week difference in dates when there's nothing except what's in the sky to tell you. And the moon in the middle of the month isn't so clear. You see the moon difference in the moon. The Gemara says that Aedim can make a difference also between different days of the month. Because you lose track of time. You don't know. You have a calendar. Huh?
But one day, but not...
Yeah, no, 8 days. 8 days in the middle of the month from the 9th to the 17th. If there wasn't a moon, then we'll see. Well, they weren't busy looking at the moon because they were Hetzaris. They were hiding in bunkers or whatever. Okay. Okay, Sorof Apustimus is a Torah, Gemara. Right? That is a Gemara that Apustimus burnt the Torah. And Shiloh was which Torah we said? The Torah that of Ezra that was in the Azorah, or all Torahs. So any Torah he could find, he tried to burn. So the Torah means Torah in general. Hemit Selim Behechom in Olin, Deceivum Eis, Husra Tomid, Velose Shikut Shome. from the time the Talmid Shtat, right, that's when this they put a Selim in the Heichel. The Chan Havis, Mor says there's only one. Bokshivi al Knap Shikutzim Mishomim. There's two. Omar Rava Trehav. Really, there were two Shlomim that the Menashe put in the Heichel. The Nofel Chad al Chabre, one fell on the other one. The Tavri Liyade, and he broke off its arm. There's a few different ways of learning. Tosha says two ways of learning here. Rashi is totally mixed up. Rashi here, they bring down that the Chidah says that this Masechta, there's a lot of mistakes in Rashi from copyists, and it's very difficult to get the right gears in Rashi sometimes. So there were two of them, and one fell on the other and broke. A fell on B and broke B's arm. Vishtakach the Havi Kosev. And they found that it was written on Anat Savis Lechruve Besa Yoda Hashlimasle. According to one Girsa, it was written, they found written on A, the one that fell and broke B's arm, they found written on A, you wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and you paid with your arm. That's why I fell over and broke your arm. You paid with your arm. Rashi. The day that the Talmid stopped, that's the same day they put a tselem in the Heichel. Mashmah is a minimum of two tselemim. Trehav, Shemidah Menashe Beheichel. Menashe put two tselemim in the Heichel. The Nofel Chadav Chavrei, the Katoi Liyode, the Hadikta Loko Choshin, and therefore it only counts one, because the one whose arm was broken, you don't count. Because basically it became bottle. Behind the Chiv Shikut Zecha, that's why one Pasuk says two, because originally there were two, but when one fell on the other and broke its arm, the other one wasn't counted, so in the end it was only one. Yishtaka Deshiv Alahut Selim Hachi, and on that tselem was written the following. Ant tzavis lachruve beisei, you wanted to destroy the Rebbeinu Shlom's house, the yod chashlimasle. Hatzelem omer lechadero. Right? The one, it's if the one of the idols said to the other, ato ratzis lachri beisei shomakom, you wanted to destroy the bias of the Rebbeinu Shlom, shehitisa Yisrael acharecha, because you made the Jews follow you, right, to fool them, to follow Avodah Zarah. And I, what's it called, made Nekama with you and paid you with my hand. Now, the my hand, Lechor doesn't make sense over here, because he didn't pay it with his hand. The other one lost the hand. So, difficult Rashi. Lashon Acher, and Sovis Lachruve Besa, the Yodcha Oshlessly, Loshen She'ilas Caleb, Clover for all of the Yodi. And I was successful in stopping you. Also, the Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Tosis, the Omid before, says two Pshatim. He says that Perish Motsu Kosov al Hayad Shenechdechon. First Pshat is they found it written on the severed hand of the first one. That's where they found this written. Minat Selim. On the Tzavi Lachruve Beisei, Kolomar Beisei Shlokanish Baruch Hu, Ashlamisle, Kolomar B'Kochach HaNosatolo. Right? You gave up your, what's it called, Koach to do that. The Eish Meforshim, the second shot is the one that we said. This is the one mostly is the one that makes sense. The Ksiva was on the Tzelem that was not broken. And this is what it said. It said, you want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, right? And you paid with your hand, right? You paid with your hand. I knocked off your hand because of that.